This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Tis the season to be scary. Tonight, moviegoers looking for a fright can go see Saw. This is a new film about a madman who puts victims in death traps and then watches from afar as they try to escape. And if that's not spooky enough, listen to the soundtrack. The man behind all these made-to-be-haunting sounds is composer Charlie Clouser. He started his career writing music for TV shows, then he was in the high-energy alternative rock band Nine Inch Nails. From his home studio here in Los Angeles, he told Day to Day producer Rob Sachs about the unique instruments he uses to create scary sounds and how he went about writing the score for Saw.
James Wan, who had written and directed the film, had some pieces of Nine Inch Nails music in his temporary version of the score. And as he was talking to his people and trying to search out someone to work on the score, I think someone in his world said, hey, we can put you right to the people that did some of that. I think most people would think of Nine Inch Nails and characterize it as a pretty loud and aggressive, digitally constructed metal music. There were so many scenes in Saw that had long drawn out moments of tension that needed to be sustained, and I think I was able to draw my influences from primarily work by Gheorghe Ligeti that I had heard in, you know, movies that we've all familiar with, like 2001 and Eyes Wide Shut. One of my favorite pieces of music, and most astonishing piece of music ever, was the piece in Eyes Wide Shut that just sounds like somebody pounding on a piano with a hammer, the same note over and over again in dead silence.
You will kindly remove your mask.
Those sort of stretched out, somber, screeching type of tones were the kind of things that I gravitated to in between the flurries of drum activity that would kind of go with the more violent moments in the film.
Congratulations, you are still alive. Most people are so ungrateful to be alive, but not you. Not anymore.
When you're hearing rhythms that contain sort of clanking and banging sounds that might have originated as part of the sound effects in the movie, it subconsciously, I think, almost makes it sound as though there might be unseen characters running towards you to attack on the other side of the wall somewhere. Then they're about to burst through the door or burst from behind a hiding place. And having drums that sound like drums certainly can build one's adrenaline, but kind of blurring the line and having more industrial sounds that sprang from the background of the movie might make the viewer less aware of the music as music and just more aware of the general sense of tension and anxiety that we were trying to create. As I was trying to think of sonic elements that would form a foundation for the score, I stumbled across a few great sounds that were created by some other instrumentalists I know, a guy named Chaz Smith, who makes these monstrous metal sculptures, which he then plays with bows and rods and things. And he had created a whole bunch of sonic textures and instrumental sounds, which I was able to build cues for the movie from. And these were created from scraping and bowing on giant hunks of metal. So that kind of had a philosophical resonance with what was going on the screen.
What we need to do is start thinking about why we're here. Whoever brought us here could have killed us by now. But but they didn't. They must want something from us. Question is, what?
There are more heights to scale in terms of aggressive sounding, quote, Nine Inch Nails-esque film scores. We by no means have exhausted that road. But my interests also lie, you know, across the board. So I'm cognizant that there might be a risk that I'll wind up doing five of these in a row. Although, I wouldn't mind.
Charlie Clauser is the composer for the score for the film Saw, which opens this weekend. For more on him and what he's doing, go to our website, npr.org.